Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Farm Bureau is gearing up for its annual series of commodity-specific advisory committee meetings as they discuss issues relative to their commodity, in some cases making policy recommendation for the group's annual meeting in December. Joe Kane, staff director in that area, says the Feed Grains Committee is one of the first, gathering tomorrow at the state headquarters office in Louisville.
Farm Bill implementation, of course, will be one of the biggies because we're just about 1 year into our new Farm Bill. And there are several programs that would affect the grain community that have not been really implemented yet. So there's a lot of interest in what those programs will look like and how they will be implemented and when they'll be implemented.
In very broad terms, farmers producing feed grains will need to make a one-time decision selecting one of two general directions in the new Farm Bill program.
We think that the farmers will need to make the decision by the end of December. But they still don't have the guidelines and the regulations published as to how they're going to run the programs.
Kane has been in close contact with UK Ag Econ folks as land-grant universities are developing a tool or template customized by state to help farmers plug in their data to see which choice works well for their farm.
Yes, we will be talking about the tool and starting to do some of the preliminary training and that type of thing for the committees.
More in a minute. We will be right back.
The food here looks great. Oh yeah, I also need to pick up some beef. It says Kentucky Proud, raised here in Kentucky, but I wonder where it really comes from.
We're the Paul family from Paris, Kentucky, and we're in the cattle business.
We're proud of producing food for consumers, and I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
We're a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Back with Farm Bureau's Joe Kane on the group's advisory committee meeting series, starting with feed grains tomorrow, he says another issue on their agenda of interest in virtually every other commodity area and beyond is the proposed expansion of jurisdiction by various federal agencies.
We have the Clean Water Act proposed guidelines that are out there right now where comments will be accepted through the middle of October that impact virtually every type of farming operation, and for that matter, most businesses, homeowners, it can affect just about anybody with what's being proposed on how EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers will be regulating waters of the U.S.
Back to Farm Bill programs, Kane says that UK, Farm Bureau, and other entities over the coming months will be hosting implementation meetings to assist farmers in navigating the decision-making process. We'll cover those as dates are set. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.